¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, peoples, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. To my left is Stiffy. How the fuck are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Back here in the studio. I'm always on the left, which is good.
Yeah, on the left.
At least I'm not left, right out.
Yeah.
I don't know where that saying came from.
Joker's,
but anyway.
Joker's good left of me.
Joker. Yeah. I'm a bit of a joker.
Song there, yeah.
Fucking yoga. Babe, good, mate. Fuck, it's awesome. And it's a Sunday today.
It is Sunday, and it's fucking very early.
Oh, and yeah, just.
And we have to, like. It would be
This morning. What's the time, Barney? It's actually now, 12 past 10 as we speak. But we got here an hour ago.
Yeah, before 9,
and we had to do some administration work.
Yep.
And with that administration work came a few beers. So I'm not going to lie. Yeah. From 9 o'clock. Well, actually,
and I'm going to fucking the only call out Noah for this. Fuck you for fucking putting a crack in the middle of a fucking conversation where you know I'm going to have to record it 15 times.
Yeah, we had to do a bit of cracking. Yeah.
So,
but talking about cracking, I think we should get straight into that fridge, even though you've been in the fridge a fair bit today. Thanks, mate. Oh, fuck yeah! Sunday morning, it's rainy, and we're on the what? What are these,
mate? These are a Kieran. Kieran Hughes.
Very cute.
Ah, lemon.
Yeah. So lemon vodka.
The fucking Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese lemon vodka.
But you know what I'm going to do, mate? I'm going to put them in my TC cooler, the lads podcast that fucking Tommy's sent us over. So
thank
you very much, sir.
I've got Peak Productions today. Yep. Oh, I'm matchy-matchy. I've got the Peak
Productions
hat.
You got the hat. You doubled up.
All right, so these are a big 6%er. So I'll get straight into it. They crack.
Good crack.
Japanese do a good crack. Fuck, you won that, dude. That was a good. That's one of your better ones.
I don't think so. Fucking, I'm getting fucking. I'm pretty handy today. For the
You've had a bit of practice this
again,
morning.
Thanks, Noah.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You done that on purpose, I reckon.
Mate, how good was our last episode with Tim Woods, BMX? Anyone that hasn't listened to episode 51, go back and have a listen because I can't wait to get him back on to do a bit more about BMX.
Yeah, there'll be definitely more episodes than that. So, and then we had a little bit of a session out the front too with him on the
freestyle
out the front there. So that was cool. So
he can definitely he can definitely ride a bike
for a 50-year-old, mate. I can't even do a bunny hop.
I didn't even want to say give us a go at that buzz because I would have just.
I don't think he was going to let you have a go.
Oh, no, definitely. I would have lost skin on the bitumen.
Yeah.
For sure.
At least that bitumen's nice and smooth. It's not one of those.
But is it?
Yeah, it's much smoother than some of the shit I've seen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fucking winds that grinds all the fucking pointy bones down. So,
hey, mate, so before we did episode 51, we did episode 50. Got a bit sideways.
We need a bit of a recap on that.
I think so. We need to. Yeah, we do. How'd you pull up?
Fucking ordinary.
Yeah, it took me 3 days. Three days.
I wasn't that ordinary.
So during the episode, I listened back to that episode and went, fuck, we got a bit sideways there at the end. But hey, it was a celebration.
It did. It was good. It was just, we actually sat down here and we turned the mics off and we just sat here and just drank piss.
Absolutely.
And then we didn't drive. We got driven to another place.
Yeah.
And then we drank more piss.
Yeah.
And what happened to you?
So
what's the go? Like, what were you drinking?
I was drinking a lot and I didn't eat anything. So we were drinking a fair bit. A cocktail of everything. There was that sheepdog.
Yep.
Drinking straight out of the bottle.
Yep.
And there was that red stuff, that wet kitty. Wet pussy.
There was
beers, and then there was vodkas, and it was just all a big mix up and a bit of excitement because it was the 50th show, yeah. And we went around to, you know, a mate's house, and
yeah.
Oh, we got sideways.
And we got on it again.
So I think it was about, like, we started that episode mid-afternoon, I think, 2 o'clock or something. And then so come 10 o'clock that night, mate, I was gone. Yeah.
Getting socially excited, I call it.
So I only had to be driven home, which wasn't far, but I got halfway home, exactly halfway home. Woo, pull up, woo, woo, woo. And emptied my first lunchbox.
Yeah.
Even though there was no food, it was just all, yep.
Yep.
Had a bit of a bitumen pizza.
Yeah. Was there corn in there?
Didn't look.
There would have been dark. Corn. There's always corn.
But I do remember it being reddish. From that wet pussy.
Yep.
That wet kitty. And mate, got back to home, and then before I even got in the house, had a little spit.
Yep.
Right, so I did two spits before I went to bed. Got up at 4, had another spit, went outside, had another spit, went back to bed. And it was New Year's Day. So we got on the piss it was New Year's Eve.
Yep.
We got on the piss the day before New Year's Eve. And so then New Year's Eve, I had to go to work for 3 hours. And I called it a short day just because there was a bit going on. Anyway, it was 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Fuck me! I got to work at 9:01 because I didn't want to be there. 9:01. I've got the fucking biggest headache. It's just like bashing me in the fucking forehead. It was hot too.
Yep.
You know, and being hungover and hot, miserable.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucking miserable. And I was wearing a shirt. And it felt like the shirt was 16 sizes too small. So it was like hugging my body. And then, of course, that created...
It's called dehydration.
Yeah. And then that sort of cooked me in a way that I was sweating. So I'm like, right, off with the shirt. Because I'm like, who's going to come in? Like, I'm silly being here. So shirt off. Walking around work with no shirt on. Dusty as hell. And then a cousin of mine drives in. Maddie, shout out Maddie, you know who you are. And he had a job for me to do, and I'm just like, I just looked up at him,
fuck off.
And I said to him, "Fuck off!" And he's just like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Dude, I am dusty,
fucking broken."
So anyway, I was like, "Fuck it, let's do it." So I went out and helped him unload it, and as he was untying it to unload it, I've gone, "Oh, hang on, the Powerade and the water that I've just fucking drunk the last half hour, I think it's coming up." So I'm fucking hanging off his bull bar. Absolutely spewing my hole up. And still no shirt on. I would have looked like a crackie. Yeah. 100%. Just sweating it up, cracking, like just full on fucking crackhead, I reckon. Without the crack. Just piss head. Oh.
That's gold. No, I was dusty, but I didn't have a vomit. Didn't have a little spit or anything.
You're well tuned then.
Yeah, I'm fucking fit. I'm piss fit.
Fuck your piss fit. Piss fit.
But I don't remember the drive home. Not that I was driving, but I don't remember fucking jumping in the car and getting home. It was that like fucking just blackout. It just fucking straight in.
So I tell you what, for 2024, I only had that. That was my biggest night of 2024. Yeah, I've been drinking and whatnot, but it's always been in moderation and consideration and, you know, you've always got to work the next day or whatever. But that was my bender. Was our 50th. So I'm stoked it was a fucking.
We always said it was going to be a bit of a bender. We said we're going to get fucking
wrist-old.
Going to get arsehole.
Fucking wrist-old. Yeah, and I wrist-old myself. Yeah. Oh, you know that little dangly thing in the back of your throat? The Volova?
The one that looks like a boxing bag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I tore that thing a new arsehole. Spewing. I think I did 5 chucks by, 14 hours. I had 5 chucks, right? Yeah. And that thing must have just nearly got half ripped off. Like, It took, and we don't say, that's why I'm saying it took me 3 days to recover. Because the next day, I just went back and slept in aircon. My New Year's Eve, I was in bed at 9 o'clock. I've always seen New Year's Eve in. Anyway, but 3 days later, eating food, that little bunch of bag in the back of your throat,
still sore.
It still hurt, man. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do to it?
I don't know.
Must have been the corn coming back up.
The
fucking
corn, have to
peppering
be the
it.
Corn. Nah, it was a good one. I also, New Year's Eve, fucking stayed at home. I lit a fire and went back in the house and sat in front of the TV. Went to bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
Woke up at 12 because someone let fireworks off and had to go down and tend to the horses.
Because
they don't.
I know who that was.
You do. That was one lot, but there was another lot a little bit closer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Up on the ridge line was...
Yeah, so Hemsey was letting some fireworks off as well, so we knew that had happened.
Yeah.
Sort of not too bad, but just down there at 12 o'clock, so got up, sort of seen the New Year's Inn and
went
back to bed.
Yeah, well, I tried. So when I was sideways, I got up at like 6 o'clock, had a shower, got dressed. I wanted to go out and celebrate New Year's, right? Got my car because I was sober by then, blowing zeros, but just felt like death.
Yeah,
I drove into Bow Desert. Oh, it was about 5:30 because I think Woolworths shut at 6. And I was like, fuck, I'll go to Woolies and get some chips and dips and some whatever. I got to Woolies car park. Couldn't get out of the car. By the time I drove to there, I'm just like...
Oh, fuck you were, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, my head's spinning. I'm like, I can't even go into... Why am I even here? I'm literally can't even fucking drive from here to back to home, little and going out to a mate's. I'm just like, nah, I'm pulling it. So I didn't even get out. I dressed, I had showered, you know, did all that, going out. Nah, turn around, went straight back to bed.
Yep.
So, in bed by like 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you on the Barney's fucking Piss Fit program for 2025.
How long does that program go for? Because,
it's
like,
a full year.
I'm pretty out
of... It's a full year.
After
it's,
that episode, I think I'm going to call it. Not piss fit, and I'm out of form.
Yeah. So I'll get you back on board. So 2025 is the year that we'll get you back on board. So
being piss fit.
Yeah. You'll be right. We got this.
All right. I'm liking that. Fucking shout out to everyone out there that's piss fit.
Yeah.
Hey, the guys that you see with a big beer belly, are they piss fit?
I just think, they're fat and piss fit.
But is that because of fat because of food or fat because of they've been drinking kegs?
Yeah.
They'd have to be piss fit. But are they piss fit on the one beer? You know what I mean? Like if they're just a Forex Gold bloke.
Yep.
And then you get them, drop a couple
of fucking sheepdogs and fucking...
Oh, get them on the DV.
Mm.
They're not piss fit anymore, are they?
No.
Shout out to being piss fit.
And that's not a beer belly, actually. So what I actually I actually thought I was getting a beer gut at one stage and it wasn't. It was actually my wife was ironing in my shirt in a wok.
Oh.
And that's how it looked like I had a fucking
beer gut.
Yeah, so it wasn't actually me getting fat.
Right.
It was her ironing the shirts in a wok. So all those people out the beer gut said, just check your wife. Have a look at the ironing board. There's a wok in there.
Is that why most wives, like if we iron their shorts across the front of a bull bar, their bum gets bigger?
Oh, fucking... Squirrel. I'm not even fucking saying anything.
Yeah, well.
You know what actually makes their bum bigger is toilet paper. Rubbing it between there, so,
makes it bigger. Yeah. So, because if you rub it, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
Is that
it's toilet paper, so, I see girls rubbing bloody toilet paper in between their breasts all the time.
Just to grow their boobies?
Trying to make their boobies bigger, so. Yeah, because it works on their arse,
right.
So. I'm going to get fucking slaughtered for that.
Yeah.
I won't. It's a joke.
Right, so that's covered a bit of like, talking about admins, social media. We're ripping out some good little vids.
Yep.
Which is good. Put them on the TikTok. What else? We've got the Instagram.
Facebook.
Yep. So jump on board, like, share.
Yep.
Get around us. The only way we're going to grow this potty into something bigger and better for 2025 is if, I guess, we get it out there more.
Yep.
So fucking knock your socks off, guys and girls. You're liking it?
Share us around.
And if you want to be involved with the show, Barney, what do?
You ring in. Well, you actually get a voice recording on your phone, which everyone has a phone these days.
Yeah.
Voice record under 2 minutes is preferable.
Yep.
Send it to theladspotty@gmail.com.
Yeah, well done. Was that what was that?
I've had like fucking 6 beers, fucker.
It's like
it's fucking mate, yeah. Shit's fucking shit starting to work already.
That's good. Righto, so that's... let's talk a little bit about what's happening right now is the Dakar.
Yep.
Like I was going to leave this to a bit later, but fuck it.
Yep.
The Dakar's going off. Unfortunately, our boys, like we're, you know, Toby and Sam Sutherland, we've only just learnt this to now, like today, that they've pulled the pin.
Yep.
Which is a bit sad, I guess, because they actually weren't going the best to start with. After prologue, they prologued 12th, and then after stage one, they were 9th. So overall, they were 9th, of course. After stage two, they got 9th again, but they were overall in 4th position.
Yep.
In stage three, they got 18th for the day. That put them back into overall 6th position. And then after stage four, they got 42nd due to, I think they had 2 flat tyres, maybe even a 3rd flat tyre. Yep. And that put them into position 26. Now, what we've learnt of today is they must have had a big crash in stage 5 or 6.
Yeah, Sam got a bit of concussion.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't say a big crash. It might have just been whacking his head around.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty rugged race.
Yeah, they didn't actually. Apparently they kept that on the down low, and just wanted to. You know, Sam wanted to finish the race and rah rah. But another couple of head knocks in the car. He actually lost his vision by what the by what it's saying here.
Yeah, you've only got one health, so that's well done for making that decision. Would have been a hard decision.
Oh, well,
especially
you
know, all the sponsors and that on board and that. Yep. So, yeah.
The thing about that is you can fix cars, you can fix nuts and bolts and parts, but you can't
fix humans.
You can't fix your brain. So, unfortunately, they've pulled out, but probably for the definitely for the right reasons.
And Chucky, how's Chucky going,
mate? Fucking smashing it! Shout out to the big Chuck man. Yep. He's going well, of course, leading the pack. Pretty much has led the pack from the start.
16 minutes in, is he, or less than that now?
He's got a lead of 11 minutes and something seconds.
Yep.
Because
he did have that time penalty, which was revoked, which was good.
Yeah. So this year they've gone away from, like, it's amazing the technology that we've got, right? Up until last year, they were using the old-fashioned fucking scrolls. Yep. Where did that scrolls come from? Was that like the Athens, the fucking... When they read out...
Yeah, the Greeks.
The Greeks. Yeah, the Greek scrolls.
Fucking,
yep. Yeah. Yep. They were still running paper scrolls up until last year. This is the first year they're running digi, as in digital.
And there's going to be problems, so...
Yeah, and I think that's what happens. He was speeding through some speed zones due to his tablet lost power or whatever.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he got that revoked and, so he's smashing it. Fuck, man. That boy is fucking fit. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. There was one fucking... When he got interviewed and that, he just come back. He said, yeah, not working too hard. I'm just going to fucking watch you, mate. Like, you're fucking... That would kill a normal person.
Yeah. He was actually on the Alpha Blokes potty. Have you heard him on that?
No, I haven't.
So, they did a full episode with him. Fucking awesome to listen to of, you know, his fitness and whatnot. He does a lot of cycling. And that's simply purely for leg strength.
Yep.
Yep. And that's what you need. You're standing up all day long, pretty much absorbing all those hits. But you see him getting the ice bath. One of those interviews I've seen him do, he was getting into the ice bath. It was 1 degree, I think it was. And he just jumped in it like, you'd see it took the suck out of him. Yep. Like, oh, fuck, it's cold. But he just, on camera, he's just like, yep, getting the ice bath, getting these muscles sorted out. And he just had his phone and he's going, I'm just getting on the gram. As in like in the Instagram. Yeah, yep, yep. So like, he's just one of those guys.
He's real.
Absolutely.
He's real. There's no fake there.
So. Nah. Mate, I wish you the best of luck for the next, 5 rounds, 6 rounds?
Yep.
And bring that fucking thing home. Bring it home, that fucking bacon, bruz. Not only for yourself, but for KDM, because they got a bit of a world of pain at the moment.
Ah, KDM Honda. Isn't he Honda?
No, he's Red Bull KDM.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you're thinking of Ricky Barabrick? Barabrick? He's the American on the Honda.
Oh, with the big moustache?
No.
Cowboy hat? Anyway.
Maybe.
But before we get off Dakar, there's one thing that I want to bring up in Dakar.
Yes.
Is those cool-ass fucking recovery trucks.
I have seen a fucking reel of what you're talking about.
That thing, I fucking need that in my life.
You imagine how much that thing costs?
Yeah. So, I know I spoke to my wife last night, and I can't actually believe we're actually getting divorced over it. But yeah, she said no. She said, I can't have one.
Oh, not even a Tonka toy one? Like a little
one? Fuck, mate. Go out that thing is just fucking unreal.
It eats sand dunes for breakfast.
And then there's the other little one that fucking follows it behind and shit. So.
Yeah, so the one I saw was the big ass fucking truck you're talking about, then a little one, and then there was a four-wheel drive just driving behind it.
Yeah, just a dirty old Toyota.
Just a dirty old Toyota.
Land Cruiser.
That big motherfucking recovery vehicle was just eating sand dunes like they weren't even, that were like they were there. But at one stage, he was on a bit of an off-camber thing. I'm like, oh, dude, that's going to roll. But then it just, up over the, Oh, if you're going to be recovering vehicles, what's going to recover that thing if it got stuck?
How much is it per hour?
$6 billion fucking dollars.
Does
per
it
hour.
Cover like? Do they have NRMA and that sort of shit? I'm fucking lost.
You are sideways.
I got fucking nothing.
I just think they would. Well, I mean, that thing no doubt can get stuck, but how?
That's probably why they have the little ones there to sort of pull it back. And but yeah, I didn't see it get stuck. And mate, it was going to have some fucking big dunes.
It would suck some juice, wouldn't it?
Oh, mate, I seen it get it unloaded off the fucking big low loader.
Yep.
And, mate, the cam, that thing was just going fucking $5, $5, $5 every fucking turnover, I reckon. Eh?
Oh, it would have to.
And they stood up too. So, and the trucks, mate, I actually quite enjoy watching all the trucks race.
Fucking how quick do those trucks go?
Yeah, they're just as quick as you're
watching
Ultras.
A truck go through the like a flat, right? And it's flat out. And you think, oh, yeah, it must be doing like $1.20, $1.40, whatever. And then they pass a car that's doing like 160, 170. That truck's doing 180, 190.
And they weigh 10 ton.
It's three of the fuckers in the front seat.
Yep.
Why are they only three?
Oh.
Is it just because fucking, of flat tyres and shit?
Two's not enough.
Two's obviously not enough.
No. I don't know. I actually don't know. Let's find that out. We'll find that out for the next one. Oh, I think it's... find out.
It'd have to be recovery stuff. You need two blokes outside of the car to...
Fucking imagine changing the tyre on one of those things for fucking just two.
Especially in the sand. The fucking high lift jack ain't... Oh. They might have hydraulic rams that come down like fucking... like Formula One, you know? Like
yeah, it might do. So, let's have a look at that.
Mm.
Be interested to find out, actually. The K&Ms and that, the side-by-side class.
Yep.
How the fuck are those? How many belts are those going through? You know that sort of fucking style of racing and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, that must be fucking...
Brutal on belts.
Brutal on it everything on those things.
Well, the new K&M Maverick, it's now not belt-driven. It's 7-speed sequential gearbox.
Oh, it is.
So the brand new ones.
So that's, that's a game changer.
It is a massive game changer. So that's... what a lot of the buggies would be in that new car, but there'd be still a truckload of the older models in with belts. So, yeah, it'd be a nightmare, mate.
Yeah, I've seen you and Justin sort of the races that you're doing in that, and then they've got this with fucking adding a little sand to it,
yeah,
which is going to help it fucking wear it away a little bit.
Oh,
too,
yeah, so. Definitely. Yeah, so they would be going through a truckload of belts.
And have you seen like the Citroens, the little tiny cars, fucking 80 or 76 horsepower, I think it is.
Hey?
Yeah, 76 horsepower.
Wow.
Give or take 10 horsepower.
How the fuck?
Yeah, no, and like fucking these bikes are rejecting people, helping to pull them up or over the top of the dunes.
Oh,
they
get right.
Fucking bog bats out and place them in front. So 10 metres at a time they're going.
Oh,
and 10 metres, they said, no, we feel better about ourselves if we get it out ourselves.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of, there's Porsches, there's fucking all sorts of shit in there.
I haven't heard about this year, but there was battery last year, as in EV.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen anything.
Seen
I've been
year.
Sort of sitting down doing a fair
I've just,
watching.
Absolutely, I've just been more amazed with, you know, Toby's effort until now, unfortunately, and obviously Chucky. Going fucking side, going sick.
Other than that, mate, what else have you been up to? What's your over the Christmas since?
So we had Christmas and New Year. I worked right through Christmas break, so I didn't have time off, but I only had short days. Like I was saying, New Year's Eve, I worked 3 hours. but really just keeping it simple.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I took the kids down to the beach a few days where we just go swimming in the beach and then jump on those, you know, those Lime scooters, the EV bikes, push bikes down at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, just how cheap is it too? I bought 160 minutes for $32. Now, it doesn't sound much, but when you do a group ride with three bikes.
Yeah, it adds up.
It took us ages to use up that 160 minutes. Yep. And I thought it was... like if I rode one bike for 15 minutes, that then the other two bikes would add their 15 minutes. So it'd be 45 minutes. If you know what I mean? Because there's three bikes. Nah. We rode three bikes for 15 minutes. It only took 15 minutes off the tally. So it was fucking...
Oh, that's good. So get amongst that then if you're down there and fucking navigate the
get on
old group ride.
Yeah, yeah. Up and down from Broadbeach right up to sort of Narrow Neck. That area there, I mean, it's a good 20 minutes ride each way just to chill out, stop at Cav Ave, do a bit of people watching.
Yeah, I do like that sort of shit. So,
Get some ice creams and, you know, so that was good. So, you know, that was the holiday season for me. What did you didn't you go out?
I've been this is 4 weeks off now, so I'm actually due to go to work tomorrow, which that'll come up in a fuck off in a minute, but yep. We'll leave that for the yeah, time yeah. being. But mate, we went fishing at Glenline Dam with one of my mates out there. So that was went out there for 3 days, caught one fish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Caught one fish. Yeah, we spoke about this.
Yep. We've done that. Mate, fucking around with the Datsun, got a lot of fucking shit.
You
done
got
with
into
the
shed.
Got into the shed and, yeah, just put like bloody lots of podcast on and a bit of music and that and just fucking drowned my sorrows in the shed.
Yeah.
Fucking doing shed shit.
Oh, good.
I've been camping.
Oh,
camping. So anyone that's been listening, yeah, I fucking love, like, camping is my passion.
No, it's not.
It is. I fucking love it.
You hate you only camp in 5 stars.
Mm.
That's what you...
And they've got to be all fucking lined up together.
Yes. In a hotel room.
Hotel room. 5-star
So
hotel.
I did see you... You sent me a photo of a fucking 3-cent pop-up... 3-cent.
3-cent.
A 3-second pop-up tent.
Yeah.
And how funny is that 3-second? They don't include the time that you've got to unfold it and peg down the base. It's just the fucking time that...
Time that you pop it up. So, yep. But it is a lot easier. So I will give them a shout-out. Redactive, I think it is.
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, whoever it is.
Fuck them.
They made this tent. They fucking... Yep. They advertised it on Facebook and I bought it.
Fucking Black Friday sales.
Black Friday.
Fucking bitten you on the cock again.
But that's not even it, though. So I actually... because now I'm into camping...
Yep. Where was tell me, have you used it yet?
Yeah.
Did you sleep in it?
Yep.
So where'd you... tell me where the location...
I camped at my place. So I've got I've got 5 acres. So
yeah.
I camped at my place.
And was it raining?
It was raining, actually, yeah.
But did you get wet?
No. The tent's
the
really
tent's
good.
That good?
The tent is that good.
Tell me, did the tent get wet?
No. The tent actually didn't even get wet either because I had it in the lounge room.
That's where I was getting to. You fucker, you sent a photo of you sitting in front of the TV on your deck chair and you're right fucking, you know, you're licking the TV screen.
Yeah, that's because it's the distance between the fucking lounge chairs and the TV and that's the only area I had to set it up. And I had to get the Christmas tree back out again, so I had a tree there, so it looked like a bit nature.
I was going to say, what the fuck did go with a Christmas tree with no decorations
And I wanted
on?
To bring the motorbike in, but the missus said no, so she went, that's not allowed.
So in the lounge room, you had the tent, the camp chair, the camp and the chair. Christmas tree for
and
a bit
esky.
Of...
You can't see the esky.
And
so.
The esky, yep. Pissing down rain, and you're fucking loving it.
Fucking dry ass.
Now that's glamping.
That is so. So I'm getting ready for 2026 when I travel around Australia. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm here now.
I'm doing it.
I know you are.
So I'm actually, and so I bought some it's not dehydrated. There's another advertisement on Facebook that fucking got me. So if you listen Facebook, fucking just put something
just
cool
shout
up
out. If you want to be a sponsor on this show, just fucking send your shit in because Barney will buy it or use it.
Especially if it's like camping is my passion. So yeah, anything camping, I'll fucking buy it at the moment. If it's lightweight.
So well, what are you chasing? Have you got something to cook on?
Well, the cooking thing, it actually comes with these. So it's not dehydrated, so it's vacuum sealed. I'll have to find out the name of it and everything.
Oh.
But it's vacuum sealed. It lasts up to 3 years from when it's purchased, but it also comes with a bag. So if you don't have a fire, you put it in these bags and you pour a bit of water in it and all the chemicals react and cook your food.
Oh, it's got chemicals in it.
Yeah, but the other food's in there as well.
Yeah. I've seen the ones where you just boil up hot water and you throw the bag in the boiling
water.
Yeah, so
you can also do that as well. So, but if you don't have a fire, so if you're camping somewhere where like in LA at the moment where you're not allowed to have a fire,
fucking
you
hell.
Can actually put it in a bag and actually fucking smash it up.
Those poor cunts got raped over in LA.
Oh, mate, it's fucking absolutely proper
It
nasty.
Looks like a fucking atomic bomb has gone off in some areas.
Nasty.
Nothing left.
No, it's, yeah.
It just shows it when you look at footage like that. It shows you that if turn the clock back, I don't know, 6,000 years ago, if we actually existed 6,000 years ago and we colonized this whole Earth and we were all here, and then something goes wrong like that, it fucks the landscape. Yeah. There's nothing left.
No,
it's like then the Mother Nature takes back over and trees and grass grows again. You don't even know there's. Can't see.
But that was funny, like sort of all the houses are burnt, but there was hedges and shit there that was untouched.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So yeah, some of the footage is it's insane. Like the lawns are like still green.
Yeah, right.
Some of the hedges are still green. Some of the trees are still green. It's just burnt the houses down.
Yeah, just flattened it.
Yeah, so fucking
that Malibu, the place I think I saw was the Malibu strip. Yeah. fucking gone.
Yeah, poor thinking cunts. Obvious.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Like,
it's going to be a big recovery. And the other thing I heard was some of the insurance companies over there actually, a couple of months ago, fucking pulled insurance out. They went, yep, they obviously knew that was something was coming.
Well, Rogan.
Yeah.
He had some bloke on there 6 months ago saying that you get the right environment with LA,
mm-hmm.
with the right winds, and he said it's coming. And this is on the fucking Rogan podcast show only about 6 months ago. He didn't predict it, but he said fucking it's dry.
I bet you the Simpsons did.
Probably. And he said if you get the right wind, there's no stopping it. No. Absolutely no fucking stopping
it. The fucking fire was going downhill.
Mm.
That's unheard of.
Yep. So...
Anyway, shout out to those guys. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So talking about the beach, when I was down there the beach, one thing I just remembered was this bloke walked down the beach. He obviously rode his motorbike down to the coast because when he was walking down the beach, he had his helmet in his hand and his bike boots in his hand. So he walked down the beach. So he was obviously going to go for a swim or something. So he's down there and he sort of, and as I was walking along, it was when he put his towel down and then put his helmet in his boots and he's sort of just getting his shit sorted. And then this lady come running down and tapped him on the shoulder and gave him his phone. How good is that? This lady obviously seen him
drop his phone
yep. and gone, fuck that. And then that bloke kept walking. And she picked it up and did the right thing, followed him yep. down the beach and gave it back to him. So shout out to whoever that lady was. I just looked at it and went, because he spun around and went, what do you want? And she's going, here's your phone. And he's just going, oh, fuck. Like he was like,
yeah.
He was just like, wow. He's like, fuck, where did, what? I didn't even know I lost it yet.
Yeah, there's faith in humanity or after all in there. So
it's worse when you know you've lost your phone, I reckon, when you're like, that gut feeling hits, you're like, bang, fuck, yep. where's my phone? Because like my phone's got credit cards and stuff in the back of it. I need to fuck them off.
Yeah.
But
you can put them in your wallet inside the phone.
Correct, right?
So yeah, do that. I'll show you how.
All right, fucking, mm-hmm. here we go. We got tech savvy fucking Barney
Wait
coming
till I have another six beers. Because that'll be 12.
Yeah, and put your credit card details in my phone. That'd be good.
Yeah, fucking shout stiffy.
So that was good. Good to see that, you know, some people are still good cunts.
Yep. Nah, there is. The other thing I've done was went for a bit of a bike ride the other day as well. So I fucked off, just jumped on the bike because I've over been in the shed.
Yeah.
Fucking over and done. So
it started and it went, didn't it?
Moolumbar and had mm-hmm. a nice big fucking ride around there. Got a little bit wet, but I'm fucking not made of sugar. So
yeah,
it was good.
Good. Did you go for beer?
No, I did not.
Just a ride.
Just rode. So it's funny when I actually go for a ride by myself, I just don't stop.
Yeah.
Unless I need fuel.
Yep.
I'll just keep on going.
Keep going.
But yeah, when I'm with other people, I sort of always stop
and have a
beer
yarn.
Yeah, stop at a cafe, stop for a piss, stop for this, stop for that, stop for a fucking photo.
Yeah.
Yep. No. But no, I do enjoy riding by myself. It's that also gets me out of the fucking head.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. When I was down the coast there. And you see, like, I enjoy a bit of people watching, right? Especially when you're going through the packed areas like Cavill Ave. There's just people everywhere. All sorts of demographics, all sorts of cultures. But then you see some of the weird ones and you're just like, fuck me. You left the house today and you looked in that mirror and went, fuck yeah, I look all right.
Yep.
Or, yep, this is the best version of me. And you still...
You still went out. Yeah, those people obviously don't have good friends and go, no, you're not wearing that.
Yeah.
You're not wearing that.
Or there's those...
That tutu is way too tight on you, Stiffy. You're not wearing it.
Yeah. Then there's the opposite... Well, not opposite, but then there's other critters that are out there. You think, wow, you were... Before you were even born, before... You came out of your old man's ball sack and you were the fastest to get to the egg. You were the most intelligent one to get to the egg. Thinking, fuck, man.
Oh, I'm glad the other ones have been wiped.
The billion other ones that you fucking, you beat that day, that's the only fucking race he's ever won. Fuck me.
It probably comes second anyway.
There's so many fucking critters out there. I look and just go, fuck, and you were the one that got to the egg first.
Yep.
Fuck. The other ones must be pretty fucking, pretty fucked up.
Pretty seriously. Ordinary.
Anyway, that goes, yeah, anyway.
Yep. Good old people watching.
Yeah, I love it. I think I said it before where even my daughter, when I taught my daughter how to people watch, and now it sounds like fun, but it sounds weird, but, you know, you've got to have codes. You either say blue shirt or pink hair.
9 o'clock.
Or 9 o'clock. My daughter, when I first started teaching her to do it, she just fucking stand up, point.
Look, Dad, there's a fucking weirdo.
There's a fucking weirdo over there. It's like... Damn it. Fuck. You can't take that back.
No, you can't.
It's done.
But coming out of kids' mouths, that's yeah. okay. So, yeah, as long as it didn't come out of your mouth. Yeah. Look, kids, there's a Look, weirdo. Kid,
that's the fucking species called weirdo. Yeah, you're fucking weirdo. You're all fucking weird. Mate, before we go much further, I think you said you have a fuck off. So I want to go into the right area and get the little fucking song that we play. Mm-hmm. Something like this.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
That was pretty quiet, wasn't it? Do you want me to do
it again? Turned up.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
There you go.
Work. I'm yep. supposed to go back tomorrow. I've actually just got a message through from allocations and to say that I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, you see, your fuck off was going
to
be work.
So my work was, it was going to be fuck off. I don't want to go back to work. After having 4 weeks off, I'm fucking used to this. Like, I just don't want to go. And when they didn't give me allocations for fucking all over the weekend and that, and it's gone. Maybe they don't need me. Like, I'll just send them a little sly message. If you don't need me, I'm happy to have tomorrow off.
Yeah. So is that, are you saying tomorrow or are you saying the rest of the week?
You don't know fucking yet. One day's going to roll into the next, isn't it? So,
fuck.
I've got plenty of holidays. So I do need some, though, for when we go up to the Elite Radio.
You'll need to bank some in there for sure.
So I'll need to save some. But yeah, I'll be going back to work Tuesday.
You'll be going back to work Tuesday. Local or away?
Local. Won't be going back up to Torbenlea until the Monday after, so.
Mm. Right. Now, I thought I had a fuck off. I haven't penciled anything in.
Let's go and have a wee.
Yeah, cool.
And you can think of your fuck off.
Yeah, I'm sure I've got one here written down somewhere anyway. Fucking.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Yeah, so I fucking remembered what my fuck off was, Barney.
Give it to me.
I've already covered it. It was about spewing and damaging that fucking punching bag thing in the back of your throat. What is that called?
Vulva?
I'm messing this up just for Cordy's next door neighbor because he reckons my English is so bad. Mm. That was one of his. Here we go. You need that basketball.
That's hood. In.
That was always it. So my fuck off was spewing. Yep. Are you a quiet? I don't think I've ever heard you spew.
No, like I'm fucking. It's violent.
All right, let's crack this before we get into this. That's a good yarn.
Hey, it's gonna be hard to beat.
There was a bit going on there. What do you reckon?
You won. Okay. You won. That was fucking drawn out as fuck. And I've actually looked back at a couple of videos of me doing it. I actually look like I'm doing a poo.
I was just about to say that.
I look like I'm doing
poo. I was just thinking to myself, I need to cut that up. You're sitting there like you're an 18-month-old kid in the corner just fucking pushing out a shit in his nappy.
Yep.
Not shit in the corner like and just doing the whole... Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fucking painful. It's there's a lot going on.
Oh fuck! So all right, so spewing. Let's get back on the spew train.
Let's go back to these first. I've done a little bit of reading. Actually,
tell me.
So they're actually fucking really good for you. There's only 116 calories in these little 6% cans.
Oh, so it's a healthy can.
A healthy can.
It's not vegan.
Yep.
Or is it?
Oh, it would be.
Because it's healthy.
It's got lemon.
It's got, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no cow juice.
Fucking full vegan
or chicken juice.
Yeah, right, eh? No. Spewing, dude.
No, I'm fucking violent, eh?
I've never heard you.
Until the last minute. Like, I fucking hate it that much. I'll sit there and go, no, you're not spewing. You're not spewing. And just fucking sweating and start to fucking convulse. And then there's like,
so
a
what
fucking
you're trying
mission.
To, you're trying to hold
I'm
it
I'm trying
back.
To hold it. I'm trying to
You're trying to
no.
swallow it.
Yeah. Because it hurts. It
the
hurts.
Spew.
It hurts, Barney.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Barney's feelings.
It's like I'm trying to reach for my arsehole and drag it out my mouth and send it out. But it's fucking, I'm projectile. Yeah. I'm messy.
Aloud?
I cry.
Yeah.
I've got fucking
shit. Tears in your eyes.
Shit coming out my nose. Like, fucking, mate, it's messy.
Yeah. If you're
when it happens,
yeah. I'm in the same boat. I think if you're going to, if you're in that state, and I like a good spew. Mm. Only reason I say this is because I know I'm going to feel better for it. If I try and hold that thing down the next days, even though my last one, fuck, I spewed up 5 times, I still took 3 days to get over it. But anyway, I put that down to I didn't eat. It wasn't the piss, was it?
It fucking was the piss and everything.
But a good spew is loud and proud.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in the next door neighbors can hear me, the fucking next suburb can hear me.
Yeah.
Like, just ralphing it
reaching.
Out. Ralphing it out.
Speaking to God on the great white telephone.
Yeah. And hoping you don't shit yourself at the same time.
Oh.
Like, there's some close moments.
Do you have any – so what's your methods like to spew? Do you actually stick your finger down your throat?
No, I don't need to do that.
You don't do that?
Nah.
So sometimes when it's sort of – I know it's going to have to come up and you sort of – you're hovering –
test your
you're
fucking
hovering over the fucking – over the bowl and that. You're sitting there. No, I don't shove my finger down my throat.
What do you shove down there?
Nothing. I actually just sit there and look at, like, maybe – a little bit of poo on the side of the fucking toilet. And go, imagine just licking that. And they go,
Do you?
But yeah, just go, imagine like just having a little sip of that water.
I actually close my eyes. If I'm spewing in the bowl, I don't want to look.
You don't want to look?
Nah.
I can't look, mate. There's fucking too many tears.
If I'm chucking up in the... See, I try and go outside. I don't know why I do that. But if you're close to the toilet and it's like 3 in the morning and that's it, then it's better to be in the toilet than the sink.
Oh, when I'm going, I'm on all fours.
Oh, yeah. You're a crawler.
Yeah, she's fucked for
the night. You're in fucking four-wheel drive mode.
I'm broken.
Right. I'm normally in fucking two-wheel drive running.
Locked it in.
You lock the hubs in?
Yeah, lock her in.
Yeah, get into it. No, when I spew in the bowl, I'm closing my eyes. I know I'm going in the bowl, but I'm just like, I'm not looking at that. I don't want to look at it. And then I reach up, try and find the button without fucking looking at it.
Really?
Flush the fuck out of it before even thinking about looking in my eyes. And even when you flush, you sort of take a little peek. You're like, oh, that's the best.
Oh, no, I'll have a look at it. See what was there. Fucking, I remember eating that. That was fucking.
Where did that fucking G.I. Jane come from?
That's that bit of sandpaper I just threw up there a minute ago. Fucking.
Anyway, so I'm a loud spewer.
Yep.
Loud and proud.
Let's go to our next segment.
Yeah, man.
My useless information.
Oh, I still haven't got a jingle for that, but what do you got?
So my useless information, this one, I've got fucking heaps of it.
Yep.
Heaps of it. But the best one I found was wombat poop.
Is that round, small and round?
No. So this is the useless part of this information. So wombat poop is actually square. They shoot square.
Out of a round dut?
Out of a round dut comes a square fucking piece.
How?
So I fucking don't know. But the reason why is it doesn't roll down the hill. So they're marking their territory when they poop.
Right.
So they need it to fucking stay where it's fucking pooped.
Pooped.
The whole so it's often called the nature's Lego.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've never done any research. So did you get photos?
No, I did not get any photos.
Oh, I'd love to see some square wombat poop
square
photos.
Square wombat poop with like little Lego.
You know what? We'd have to fucking get Fez on one day.
Yeah, Fez.
Fez
would be the one. He'd fucking have people wombat poop.
Well, he'd be able to send us a good old yarn about square poop.
Mm. My wife has also fucking raised wombat and she said it's not true. And I said, bullshit.
Oh, so.
She said it's slightly square, but it's not as square as Lego. So,
that'd be
impossible. Imagine fucking pushing that Lego brick.
Yeah.
Like standing on one's fucking painful.
I get it. Yeah, right. Yeah, I can't picture it.
Yep.
If it was square.
That is my useless information.
Or does it dry? Like when it's wet, it's probably not so square, but does it dry square?
Don't know. I'd like to think it come out square.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, square out of a round hole.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Is that all you got?
That's it.
Oh, right.
I've got heaps more. But
I want another one.
You're not getting more. You only get one a week.
Square wombat poo.
Square wombat poo. So if you got a photo of it, fucking send it in and fucking show us. Put it on the Facebook page, actually.
On Facebook. I got, so I was talking about crackheads before, right? The old crackheads. This came on. What are you doing?
I've actually got another one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to hear it.
Why is a poo tapered? like, you know how poos, like, they sort of, they come out sort of round, well, a little bit.
Yeah,
it's sort of bigger and then it's tapered at the end.
Well, I'm thinking the sphincter fucking controls that, but tell me.
Yeah. It's say your ass doesn't close with a... Yeah. Like, if it was fucking solid all the way, it'd snap off. Like, yeah. It'd actually hit your ass.
Or so would your ass stay
it's
open?
Like a it's like IKEA with a soft closed door.
You know when you do a big poo in the bowl, one drop of water... Hits you back in the freckle.
Yeah, that's called a Neptune's kiss.
It's called a what?
Neptune's kiss.
When you get kissed on the
kissed on the dup by the fucker, that's Neptune's kiss, yeah.
It feels like it goes inside.
Yeah, that's a lot of, yeah.
Is that still the Neptune's kiss?
Neptune's kiss.
When you get kissed on the inside of your dup.
Yeah.
And how fucking precise is it? When you snap one off and it goes, you know when it makes that kaplunk sound? Yeah. And the kaplunk, that bit at the end, kaplunk, plunk.
Yeah.
It goes up and Neptune's kisses.
You can throw darts at a dartboard all fucking day and not get the fucking balls off. You can pump in one toilet and fucking boom.
Kisses you right straight in the door. Yeah, and it's inside you.
Yeah,
the old Neptune's kiss. Do you feel violated?
No.
You don't feel violated?
It's just easy to wipe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bidet.
I've used them in Japan.
Yeah, so have I. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. There should be more of them.
No, 100%. Yeah. Shout out to the... Is it the doctor in Toowoomba?
I think he is from Toowoomba, actually.
Yeah.
Washing doots since 1962.
Is that what it is? Oh, you just made up.
Made that up.
I want a bidet in my caravan. Mm. So when I go out camping.
Yeah. Shh. Just a hose.
Well, that's... That too. Imagine having a fucking hose in your tent in the house.
So sorry about that. That fucking just come to my mind as So move on.
Righto. A quote of the day off Instagram. And this is off Getting Real with Naomi. She's not a bad
one. Oh, Naomi.
Yeah, g'day. Do crackheads wake up and say, I can't get high today because I'm broke? No, they don't.
Mm.
They get up, make that shit happen.
They do.
So don't get out-hustled by a crackhead today.
That's good motivation, isn't it?
Well, isn't it?
It is. You know, well, they don't. They don't wake up and go, oh, fuck, I can't get high. Because
no, they find a way. They find a way.
Someone, stab
they
someone.
Might steal shit.
Yeah.
It's not the right thing to do, but hey.
They got motivation.
Don't get out-hustled by a fucking crackhead. Shout out to your crackheads. Fucking mate, you really do provide some fucking good humour.
They do. They do.
I saw one the other day fucking biting the fuck out of his bottom lip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chewing away.
Just chewing away. All right. Mate, I got a bit of motivation before we get into some songs.
Right out. Done.
So.
What's your motto?
This motivation though, I'm just thinking, who is this guy? This is, what's the guy that goes, all right, all right, all right. This guy. Fucking, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
I couldn't think of his fucking name. Anyway, here we go.
Just, you ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more, but you weren't really sure what the next best steps were to achieve it? Me too. So what's your more? What's your destination? And I'm not talking about just more money or more things. I'm also talking about more love, more joy, more choice, more balance, more trust. What's your more?
Yeah, that brought something to me because I'm thinking, you know, for 2025, this is really our second episode for 2025. It's like, you know what? Yeah, what is my more for 2025? I do want more people in my life. You know what I mean? I've got friends and whatnot, but it's like I feel like I've got more to give.
Yep.
For 2025, especially from 2023, even back further, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, I started to start giving back more, you know? But 2025 to me is like, I watched that and I was like, yeah, give more, you know?
Give more.
Like there's, I just paid out of crackheads, but that's just our humor. But it's kind of like, I do want to do some good stuff for me, not just to be, you know what, not to go out and video me doing good shit. That's not what I'm getting at.
Nah,
it's like
I actually doing off people that do that.
Yeah,
video themselves doing good shit. So if you're gonna do it for fucking for the reason.
Do it for the right reason.
Not for
and views. Also, you know, being a better person, getting more people in and around, you know, my
circle.
Circle. Yeah. Yep. Because I don't like calling it a bubble because then you're not going outside of that bubble, are you? No. But circle is similar, but I still want to broaden everything. So what is my more? Well, maybe by the end of 2025, I want to touch back with that message and go, well, fuck, I listened to this in 2025 at the start and fuck, look what I did this year.
Yep.
And you know what? Big part is this podcast. We're going to go fucking...
Well, we have. We've already met fucking new people. Tommy, fucking Noah, bloody... There's a whole heap.
Correct.
There's a whole
All of our guests people. That have come on board.
One, like Taglon, done our shirts.
Actually, and there's a new sponsor that wants to come on board too. So we
need to talk about that. So.
There's more people coming on board with the potty, but just being... You know, it just that resonates with me of just the person that I am and the person that I want to be, get back to who the real Stiffy is. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a social butterfly like me, like fucking love sort of
yep.
fluttering around and talking to this person, so, talking to that person. And
yeah. You know, that's a bit of motivation. Anyone out there that, you know, you might only be going through your low part now, just keep going because there's people around you that can help and there's people around you that want to help. And just open your eyes a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So motivation-wise, don't give up. We're here for you. Crank the lads podcast on. And, fucking – you're dead for way too long. Way too long. So enjoy.
Yep.
Enjoy what we've got and enjoy fucking
– Yep. Hopefully enjoy living. 2025 will be better for us and the family that we have around us.
Fucking oath. Looking forward to it.
So I've done the memorial ride for my mate Phil. We've got his shirt on.
Yep.
The old PC70. So we're on the 17th of May.
Oh, nice.
So, which is coming around quick and there's a lot of people sort of already booked in. So we've
that's
booked
the weekend
out Tenerfield.
Before fight night. Oh, May. Sorry, no, that's May. April. Yeah. May, no. May. Yeah, it's after.
May's after April.
Yep. Yeah. Got my calendar upside down.
And that's what we're going to do after this is sit there and look at that calendar. But, so we've organised that ride. That's come around way too fucking quick. Way too quick, sir.
Yep.
You'll never be forgotten, sir.
No worries. Shout out. Right, moving on to got some songs. You sent me a song in. Now, all right, I'm just going to play it. Should I just play it? Because
do you have a song intro or not?
No. I don't.
Song of the day.
I got a joke of the day. Righto, so this is your... Do you want to do my song first?
Do yours.
All right. This... I don't even know why...
Are you going to sing it?
No. Oh, you want me to? No.
Why not?
Do a shit job of it. Actually, you know what? I went to karaoke last night.
How'd that go?
Well, I didn't know it was karaoke.
What'd you sing?
I went to a bar last night and the first person that got on, I didn't realise it was karaoke because the first person was this chick and she was singing. And I just went, fuck, how good's this live music tonight? The next person that got up was a bloke and fuck me. Like, it'd be what I sound would sound like. Terrible, fucking absolutely
so
terrible.
So you didn't get up and have a go.
Then I clicked. I'm like, oh, this isn't live music. This is a fucking karaoke bar. Shout out to the Callan Vale Hotel. Yeah, I went there. It was good.
Yep.
Karaoke on a, what was last night? Saturday night. There you go.
I don't know. Yeah, it is because fucking...
And how good is that, people watching a karaoke bar? But so anyway, yeah, fucking good on you. And you know what? The music only gets better as the night gets on. Because you know why?
Because you're drunker.
Fucking... You're drunker?
It's like you play pool better when you're drunker too.
Correct.
Apparently.
Righto. So here is my song of the week. I don't know where it come from, but it's an oldie but a goldie. It's not a remix. It's an original, which I don't normally bring.
This will be your second one.
Yeah, I don't normally do remixes.
Nothing up on the wall.
But... Here we go.
Oh, shout out if you like our wall.
Oh.
The painting.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
You just really heard a little intro. Here we go. You ready? Go. There you go. That's is that wow. Is that heavy for you?
We've done a couple of road trips, but why I was doing that, and you're looking, doing that shit, I'm going, the road trips, we must just sit there and fucking talk because we don't listen to your music.
No.
Because my music's much better than your music. Like, that is fucking...
That's too heavy for
yours
you?
Yours is... I don't know. I just...
So, that's Marilyn Manson. Now, he's way too heavy for me.
I didn't but
that,
mind it.
That
but
one
yeah,
song,
not.
That one song, for some reason, gets me going.
Brought you back a happy memory when it was playing?
Maybe. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. But he is way too heavy for me. The rest of his music, yep, it's too fucking... It's too out there. It's too bold. But that one song, Beautiful People, the Beautiful People, it's got a good beat. The way he sings it, it's kind of energetic. And I get around it simply because when it comes on, I feel the need to turn it up. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's a good song. And it takes me back to wherever. I don't know where it takes me, but it's like, yep. Fuck yeah.
Happy place. So.
It pumps me up. Yep. And now that's an OG. It's not a...
That's number two for
the
OG.
It's so. Not a fucking remix. Yep. So I'm starting to like bringing a bit of OGs, but if it means something to me. Mm. Yep. Anyway. That was a bit of Marilyn Manson. he's a bit of a wild character.
He is a fucking... Well, mine's much tamer.
Yeah. Here we go. And this is, I've never heard this song. Is this off TikTok or something?
It's off TikTok, yeah. It'll be released this year, I believe. So, yeah.
Right, okay. Because
I just like the, I don't know, just it, like you said, actually, it was a perfect description. If it makes you want to turn it up and play it more than once,
okay.
I like it. So, you're right. Fucked if you don't like it.
Here we go.
Embarrassed most of the days when I'm walking around Camden with a smirk on my face. Put my hand in my pocket to find some change, buy a bottle of gin to get the memories erased. Cause you know what life is, it's extremely divisive. It's a fraudulent razor, but you I trim your sides with young, dumb, lifting off mom. That's a line from a friend that I thought I should bump. Not all the words of my own, but I don't want you to judge. I thought inspiration was all about fun. Life's been eating me up, it's poison my cup. And if I leave the house, I'll get hit by a truck.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
No, it came up on my TikTok. So.
Yeah.
And I liked it. It was just, and I played it over and over and I go, well, I must like it. So
it's called, the song's called Young Blood.
No, that's, I think his name is Young Blood.
Oh, okay. It? Well, Low Life Low is Life, the song.
Yeah.
Is
not, Low so. Life is a song and Young Blood is a...
Young Blood.
So he's a...
but it's
UK.
Not spelled blood as in B-L-O-O-D, it's B-L-U-D.
B-L-U-D.
Young Blood.
So we need to also put that up as one of the comments that came on Facebook was...
so is that something...
the links up to those. So.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I like that song.
No, you're going to do the links?
I'm not doing fuck all. You know what I'm like with fucking all that shit.
Fuck yeah, it's good. No, I like that song. When I first looked at it and you sent it to me, I'm like, because it's the start takes a bit to get inside. That's why I fast forward a bit and got a good bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it took a while. I'm like, oh yeah, now it's now that it's got a catchy tune.
Catchy tune.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's the thing about it is if you feel the need to turn it up. Then it must be fucking good.
I actually like that saying. That's a good saying because if you turn it up, you like it. So,
fucking oath.
Yeah, and there's a lot of songs I turn it up to, but I listen to a lot of the new country now. So that's
pop country.
Pop country. Yep. Sort of. That's my
T-Swizzle. T-Swizzle's on the top there, isn't it?
T-Swizzle's not there, and I'm fucking disappointed. I actually bought your T-Swizzle fucking T-shirt.
I'd wear it,
and it hasn't turned up.
Ah. Oh.
And it's a small.
Is it?
Oh,
so
you're
it's actually tight.
You're going to have a midriff.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fucking muffin top.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Has it got.
It's got T-Swizzle on it. Yeah.
Has it got her lips on it?
Yeah.
Her cherry red lips?
So that's what you're drawn to.
Yeah, her cherry red lips. 100%.
Yep.
A lot of my. Oh, I won't go there.
A lot of stiffies porn is T-Swizzle.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, but it was only last night. I was flicking on the talk, and she came up again, as in the Taylor Swift. And I look at her, and she's on stage. She's singing one of her songs, and I just look at her. I think she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. Talented too.
Very talented, smart businesswoman. Yeah. I have watched the doco on Netflix. should I be admitting this? I just didn't know. For it. I'm going to edit this out.
No.
All right, I'm going to talk about it. And I'll edit it out. So I watched the doco T Swivel on Netflix. It went for like an hour and a half. And I don't know why I watched it, but it started. And yeah, next minute I'm fucking glued to the TV. Now, whether she's because she's hot or whatever, I don't know. But it, at the same time, she's a smart, intelligent woman.
Yep.
She knows what she's doing. She knows her shit. Yep. And when she's on stage and she's singing, there's fuck, I don't know. There's some magic. I'm gonna edit this out. Yep. There's a lot. Is this gonna be another sunscreen
Stiffy
story?
Sitting in his fucking lounge chair, naked
with T Swill, and yep. You know, for some reason she wears bright
fucking
red.
Help me out, Cordy.
Yeah,
next door neighbor.
She wears the bright red lipstick, right? And I'm just like a moth to a fucking bright light.
I'm gonna wear some next week.
Dude, well, look out. I'll kiss you.
Won't be the first time.
Right. Remind myself. Where's my phone? I've got to type this in. Edit from
an hour. You don't know how to do it.
Oh. Righto. So don't pay me out because I enjoy a bit of tea swivel. All right. So what else have I got? Oh, here we go. We've got joke of the day coming up, but here I've got something else sent to me. I think. Oh, yeah. Seeing, you know who you are. You've been sending me a few things. This one here. 15 years ago today, my friend Jake. How funny. Your son's called Jake.
Mm.
No reference at all because Seeing has no idea about this. Anyway, 15 years ago today, my friend Jake came out running and shouting out, "It's a boy!" with tears streaming down his face. We never went back to Thailand ever again.
Oh, yep. Yep. It's a boy, all right.
Oh, fuck. So shout out to you, Sean. I don't know if you listen. I think you do because you've been sending me a fair bit of good content to probably throw in. Maddie, too, has been sending me some stuff that I should be putting up, but I keep forgetting. But here we go. Are we going to do joke of the day? Have you got a joke, have you?
I actually don't have a joke of the day.
Well, I'm gonna do it because I think I do have a joke of the day. I just where's the intro gone, Barney? Oh, here we go.
Joke of the day, joke of the day. It's a party at home, joke of the day. Woo!
Right, so this is a bit of a Johnny joke, but I'm gonna add another character. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take Johnny out. I'm gonna put Scotty. And the other character is Aaron. And we know who Aaron is.
We do.
Scotty. So Scotty says, "Hey, I bet you're still a virgin." Aaron says, "Yeah, I was until last night." Scotty goes, "Oh, as if." Aaron's like, yeah, just ask your sister. Scotty goes, "I don't have a sister." Aaron says, "Oh, well, you will in about 9 months."
Your mama jokes. Your mama.
Your mama.
Love it. That's a good one.
Oh, God. So there you go. That's a bit of that. Though I did have some Santa. Why was the snowman smiling? Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is something I should have done back in Christmas time. But anyway, why was the snowman smiling?
Don't know.
He could see the snow blower coming down the street.
Yep. They're all dad jokes.
Why is Santa so damn jolly?
Don't know.
Because he knows where the naughty girls live.
So does the priest.
Oh, fuck. Well done, mate. I think we're done. That's another good. Have you got anything else you want to fucking yarn about?
Mate, I've got heaps of stuff, but I think that'll be for another show. So,
yep, righto. So 2025's kicking off in the right direction. This year, we've got a few things we're going to hook up and go to. We're going to do a few more events.
Yep.
Can't wait to the Podcast Royale 2.0. Smashing that out.
We're also going camping. Going to do a pre-trial on camping as well.
Do a pre-trial? I thought that was in the living room the other night.
Yeah, but that was inside. Now I've got to go outside.
That was right.
Yeah. So maybe outside at my place in front of the shed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At night. So we'll, let's pick a night.
Yeah, righto.
Yep.
Can I bring my caravan around and use that as a camping?
Yep.
Can I camp in that?
Yep.
All right. Done. Gym. I've got to get back to gym.
Oh.
I've got to get back to gym.
Oh.
I haven't been in gym.
Twice this year already. I've been to Pilates.
You've been stretching?
I've been to Pilates. Pilates, so people, I can see the grin on your face now. That's fucking hard. I'm actually going to challenge you to come to Pilates with me.
I think I'll fail miserably.
It's it's all different levels, so it was really good. So the wife has been trying to get me to come there for a while, so I went, yeah, right, I'm going now. And done two lots of Pilates, and yeah, feeling sore after it the next day. So, you know, that sort of worked.
Oh, yeah.
But
so you're stretching.
Yeah, it's and you're stretching, it's all movement. And
yep.
Yeah, so I actually, I've done two exercises.
So women to men ratio, what's the go?
There was two the first time I went and one the last time I went.
Two women?
Two men.
Oh, yep. Right. Yep. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So, you going back?
I'd like to, but my work schedule doesn't allow, so yeah, right. That won't...
But no, but your gym, if you go back up to the camp...
Oh, yeah, 100% I'm going back to the gym. Yep. So, I'll actually probably try to change things up a little bit. If they had a Pilates fucking thing, I reckon that's way better than lifting weights.
You do body
weight,
yep.
And it's... Yeah, it's, yeah, keeping your heart rate up the whole time.
I reckon if you find a niche or you find an exercise or if you find whatever that you feel... works for you,
yep.
Fucking get into it.
It does, like the because stretching. I love stretching.
Not moving.
Yeah.
I see these people that are our age that are either obese or they've got bad knees, they've got bad legs. And because they've got bad legs, they can't work out and then they get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Yep.
Right? Walk around the block to start with.
Do something.
Movement. So exactly what you're saying, movement. I reckon the worst thing, and I'm probably talking out of school right now, but you know those mobility scooters for the older people? I see way too many younger people, when I say younger,
yep.
In their 50s and 60s. Now, they may legitimately need it, but they physically look like they could still walk.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, they normally park them at the supermarkets and then walk into the supermarkets.
Yeah, correct.
So yep. That's going to be sort of a physio thing, like where it's sort of you're actually getting up, you're walking around, you're moving. So
and I get it because be it gives them an outing, as in yep. Like they can't walk, they can't drive anymore. Maybe they've lost their license, and it's a way of getting them from the house out into the streets, and then they can walk around. I get
so
all.
No,
I,
we're not judging.
People I get all that
on mobility scooters at the moment.
But
so
but I also look at the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds that are. Love KFC too much or love the fast food and love eating or whatever. Yep, we've all been fat at one stage, but it doesn't take much to change a habit. And just walk.
Mm.
So stretching, walking is the start of something.
Yep, doing something.
Doing something. Get out there and do something.
So I actually got an Apple Watch over Christmas as well too. So and it actually tells me what I've been sitting down too long.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So does it say get...
Fuck off.
Oh, dude, on
fuck off.
On TikTok, there is the guy. I'll have to send you a link. There's a guy with a full fucking... He looks like Fabio, but a gym freak. Well, he's not a gym freak. He's muscly as fuck. But you cross Hemsy and Fabio and someone else sexy. Because Hemsy's not sexy. He's just got muscles.
Yep.
Yeah, I've said... Yeah, Hemsy, you're not sexy.
Yeah,
nah. But you've got guns. So if you cross Fabio, Hemsy... and whatever, you get this gorgeous fucking creature. I'll send you it. I don't know his name, but his TikTok videos are, he walks up to it really quick and he's got fucking guns. He's just like, he's looking at you going, you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for you to get in the fucking gym.
Long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
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 Yep. Fucking, he seems to come around in New Year's Eve because I saw him like last year and then he fizzled out, but then it's like, right, January.
Yep.
You get into the gym, so fucking get to the gym.
How's your gym going?
Ah, nothing.
What have you done?
Zero.
Nothing.
So what's the date today? It's the 12th.
Have to be.
Yeah, I know that because it's my daughter's birthday yesterday. Oh, and do you know, it's been 14 years since the Brisbane floods.
Yes.
Yesterday, because she was born on the Brisbane
2011.
Floods. 2011.
Yep.
Bang. So yeah, there's some fun facts for you.
Yeah, so no gym.
No gym, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No exercise?
No, I have been a very naughty boy since middle of December. Through to now, no gym, eating, drinking, doing nothing.
So sex is equivalent to 5K runs. So I've done a couple of 5K runs as well. So
have you?
Yeah.
But have you done your...
Well, I actually go off. I go off.
I understand that, Barney, but you keep telling me that you're going to do something tonight.
I can't do that because my wife's got a sore tummy.
Yeah. I don't want you to do
it. I'm not fucking doing it.
No, you'll get fucking...
I'll get fucking knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, you'll be living in that tent outside. For good.
Outside? Tents are not outside things, are they? Fuck, yeah. That is probably one of my goals. I'm not going to say it's what do they call them fucking New Year's resolutions? It's not a resolution, but I'm definitely going to do a little bit of camping this year.
Good.
To get myself ready for 2026.
Yes, yes. So I'll be with you on that. I'll love to come along and do some camping trips with you. So that'd be good. And we'll vlog it and glog it and to whatever those fucking things are.
We're not doing glogging at all. That's a fucking Hemsy thing.
I've only had like 16 fucking beers today, so not even.
Fucking. And again, Noah, you can also fuck off again for fucking that script because you knew what you were doing.
Oh, and you know what? Shout out to our sponsors. So we've got Noah from Peak Productions. Mate, shout out to you. I've had a yarn to you this year already. Have I told you about that?
I'll be definitely talking to you again.
I'll tell you off air. So I've had a yarn to Noah, and he's got some fucking awesome shit happening in his life leading up into 2025. So, mate, proud of you for doing the hard yards behind the scenes of what Peak Productions can do for people that need social media, all their videography work. Mate, he is putting his head down and his asshole to the sky. He is fucking rip-tearing. And
he's taking a big bite.
He's fucking oath. He's going well. So, mate, looking forward to seeing you expand in 2025. And shout out to TC Coolers. Mate, Thomas is going to come on one day and we'll have a yarn with him. So shout out to him as well. So thanks, everyone, for getting around the Lads podcast. I'm the Stiff Man, and fucking I am out of here.
See you's bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less.